Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 35, Rice Krispies Feet for November 7th, 2012. I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. With me today, we're going to have a little bit of a different format. We have Ms. Kimbra Mathis from Bentonville High School in Bentonville, Arkansas. I'm looking at her computer on Skype, and I think she just flipped it upside down. So
sorry.
Throw me off for a second there. So we're trying something new. I'm going to be talking with the kids for just a few minutes, and then my kids are going to come in. So if it's a little bit crazy or if stuff happens, then, you know, like I said, you just got to understand and work with it. And if it doesn't work, then we'll try again another day. If it does, then fantastic. So, all right. Before we waste any more time, Kimber, why don't you give us a real quick introduction? Just kind of tell me who you are, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, my name is Kimber Mathis, and I teach the sports medicine classes at Bentonville High School. I am an athletic trainer, and I have been for almost 15 years now. I have several students in my classes. Right now, I have 21 in my sports med 3 class, and I have about 180 total. So,
all right, so you said 180 total. How many classes? You said 3 sports medicine classes?
I have 6 classes total.
Okay, 6 classes. So that's 30 kids a class.
Yes.
You're pretty packed out there.
Yes, very much so.
All right, so we have 10 kids in ours. Our program is only 3 years old, our sports medicine program. And so we're not quite to 180 kids yet, but we're working on it.
We actually have 12 that work with our athletics. So it's an interesting program the way it's set up. We have 12 that are both in the class and that work on the field, and then the other 180 are more like trying it out, or they don't have the time to get involved on the sidelines.
All right. Sounds good. So can you guys hear everything okay there? Are they doing all right as far as the Ustream and everything else?
Yeah. We ended up actually taking the Skype call out in the hallway, and then the class is inside the room with Ustream so that they can actually communicate via some of their media options. So I brought the kids that are going to actually speak with me.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So I'm pulling up the social stream, and as long as it's working, then we should be good. Hopefully,
okay.
I don't have any more commercials busting in. It didn't do that last week when I had it like this, and I'm not sure why it's doing it now, but it is. And so, all right. So let's get to some of the kids real quick before they have to take off. All right, who's going to be our first speaker?
I have Haley McNee right here. Here, I'll trade you. Hang on, I'm going to give you the headphones.
All right, Haley, you ready?
Yes, I am.
You a little nervous?
Oh, no.
Good,
yes,
good.
I am.
No worries. We got some high school freshmen here doing this. So I think you're what, a junior or senior?
I am a senior right
you're
now.
You're a senior. All right, so Haley, tell me about your experience as far as athletic training or sports medicine.
Well, I have gone through all of Mrs. Mathis's sports med programs, which is sports med 1, 2, and I'm in 3 currently right now. I work with our trainers over at the Tiger Athletic Complex, which is football, track, cross country, and soccer, and a bunch of different sports. I've also gone through all the medical classes that we have at BHS. So that's like medical terminology, anatomy and physiology, you know, medical professions, and other sorts of medical classes.
All right. So what do you plan to do with that? Because that's a lot. That's probably more medical stuff than I went through in college. Tell me what you plan to do.
I'm planning on being an athletic trainer, actually.
All right. Right on. And so did you say you're in this athletic training program?
Yes, sir, I am.
So this is your fourth year in there, or how do y'all work that thing?
No, actually, this is my first year in it. We've had it for a while, but I'm a volleyball player, so I don't really have that much time.
Gotcha. And so did you just get into athletic training after volleyball finished up?
I did it a little bit before in the summer. I did spring football, and I did summer football, their workouts and stuff in the off season, and I'm coming back this week because we just ended volleyball.
All right. Just ended volleyball, so were y'all in the playoffs?
Yes, we just finished up state, so we lost in the semis, but it was a hard match.
All right, very cool. That's a great accomplishment, making it all the way to state.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, so athletic training, what do you plan to do with athletic training? Do you want to work in high school, in college, in professional settings?
I'm not sure, actually. I for sure don't want to work in, like, any other sport but football. So I think probably college whenever I work my way up to that. So I'll have to start small, but college is my goal.
All right. Well, I'm sure Ms. Mathis there has been kind of coaching you up on what steps it takes to get there and all that stuff. So very cool. All right. What is probably your favorite thing you've done so far in Sports Medicine 3?
In Sports Med 3, I like doing all the practical evaluations. I like learning about different injuries that, like, athletes that I know have that I play with and that I see a lot, and also some injuries that I had that I didn't exactly know the name for, how, you know, complex they were.
So you're getting plenty of hands-on, you know, like somebody tears their ACL and they're saying, here, Haley, come over here and check out this knee.
I'm not exactly to that point of evaluation, but Jeff gives us a lot of experience. Like, he, if someone is hurt, he'll be like, okay, so tell me what you think this is, you know, and then he'll tell us after, you know, this is what it is, this is what it is. And, like, if we said something else, he'll explain what the differences are between that injury that we said and the injury that he got from his evaluation.
Sounds pretty good. All right. I know you guys are going to have to take off in a little bit. So is there anything else you got to ask for us or for or anything else you want to share before we switch to whoever is next?
I think I'm good. I don't have any questions, really.
All right. So just in case you can't really see, well, maybe you can see if Crystal switches to the right one. I have a big old projector projected on the wall, so your face is probably like 2 foot big on the back of my wall. So I can tell you're nervous,
oh,
and you
awesome.
Keep kind of like looking around. So just to make you feel a little bit better, your face is huge on my wall right now.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so while all this is happening, while she's passing it off, my sports med kids had just come in, and they're going to be joining, hopefully, looking at the Ustream, social stream, the today's meet, and all that stuff. And then once Ms. Mathis's sports medicine kids have to take off, which is probably in like 10, 15 minutes, then we're going to jump to talking to my kids, doing an introduction and all that stuff. And then once we get back to that, then we'll go back with her second group and a little bit more from her individually. So who are we talking with now?
Okay, so I've got Sari Cantrell. He actually moved here this year from California. And so this is a new program to him too, but he did do something in California that was similar.
Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Good. What'd you say your name was?
I'm Sawyer Cantrell.
Sawyer, okay.
Yes, sir.
She had the, I guess, didn't have the mic on or something. It was real quiet when she was talking. So, all right, Sawyer, welcome. All right, so
you are
a senior?
Yes, sir. She was actually saying that I just moved here from California. I spent a year working in the athletic program out in California. I was also a student athlete there, and so I worked with off-season sports off of football, so the main sports I focused on out there were football for the freshmen, but I also got some experience in volleyball, basketball, wrestling, and lacrosse.
All that in 1 year, huh?
Yes, sir. They all had different seasons and different times, so I was really able to get a mix of different classes.
Wow, that's quite impressive. That's as many sports as I think I've worked with in, you know, 10 years, so...
Cool.
What are your plans to do after this year with athletic training?
I'm not really sure yet. I'm going to University of Arkansas. I'm undeclared on my major currently. I really would like to get into the EMT field. My family comes from a background of that. Cousin's a firefighter, EMT, and that really interests me, doing the high action type of medical training, you know, very quick thinking on your feet. So that's really where I'm looking on going with this.
Last week, we actually talked with a guy, I think y'all listened in some for a few minutes, our friend CJ. He is a paramedic, and so, you know, he was talking about he loves the field and all that stuff. So there's definitely a lot of action and definitely things that you learn in here in athletic training, dealing with injuries, can help you there. So,
yes, sir.
Best of luck there.
Thank you.
What, you didn't happen to go to Pasadena High School in California, did you?
No, sir. I went to Monta Vista High School. It's up in Northern California in the East Bay.
Well, I don't have any idea where Pasadena is in California either. I just, you know, we're in Pasadena here. And if I type in Pasadena High School in Google, a lot of times it's either the California one or this one. And so I was just wondering, just what happens, a coincidence, because, you know.
Yeah, no, I didn't go to Pasadena High.
All right, so what is your favorite thing you've done so far in Sports Medicine 3 since you've only been there for 1 year?
I really enjoy working with the football players. It's really gotten me into the social atmosphere of the school, as well as be able to learn about the athletic injuries. With the football program here, we have a very good football program, and our sports med program is run like a college, so it's really been great to see Jeff, the head athletic trainer over at the football complex, run the program like a football program, and that's just been neat for me to see.
All right, so you said it was run more like a college. What did you mean by that?
Yes, sir. He sets up the field like a college. We clean every night like a college program. He does give us a lot of freedom to be able to practice evaluating injuries ourselves. And it's just a very well-run program, as well as Ms. Mathis's classroom.
All right. Yeah, she mentioned that y'all's program there was quite a bit different in the fact that it's probably heavier on the academic side than on the practical side, because, you know, you got 180 kids, I think she said, in the classroom and 12 kids on the field. And so,
yes, sir.
Sounds like it's pretty rigorous there.
It is. You get kind of a balance of practical and book learning. In the classroom, we do a lot of work through the books, do a lot of projects, and learn more about the body. And then we actually get to go out into the real world and work with the football team and practice what we've learned in the class, so we can really do hands-on with that.
All right, fantastic. So, you guys have any questions for...
Chase Morris said, Sawyer Chantrell for President 2016.
Okay.
All right, so you got your classmates, I don't know if they're teasing you or really encouraging you, but either way.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
A bit of both is what Chase is saying.
All right, so that was Karen there. She's going to be doing, jumping in at random times with the Today's Meet or with the social stream. So if you hear her jumping, that's what that is. All right, Sawyer, any parting thoughts?
No, sir. I really enjoyed talking with you, and I hope that all's well in Pasadena, and can't wait to talk to y'all again.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Maybe towards the end of the year we can learn what you did.
Sawyer also tapes my ankle before every game and stamps them with a sticker stamp.
You are?
I'm Chase Morris.
Chase Morris. All right. So this guy right here, you guys didn't see this earlier, but Chase is actually from Deer Park.
What? Ooh.
Yep. So, Chase, how long you been up in Arkansas?
I've been here for almost 5 years now.
All right. So, what took you to Arkansas from the Promised Land?
Bentonville is the headquarters for Walmart, and my dad is a he's a Walmart guy.
Important guy. All right.
In the head office or the home office or whatever.
All right. So that'll work. That'll work. Very cool. Well, welcome, I guess, back home, kind of. Did you get any of your family, friends from LaPorte, Pasadena Deer Park, listening in?
No, but I think I will have some people listening, like, next video thing.
That's right. I'll send Ms. Mathis the link to the recorded one, and it'll be on Ustream and hopefully YouTube. So it should be... Of course, I don't think it shows your video on my stream, so they won't be able to see your face, but they'll at least be able to hear your voice. All right, so tell us... Were you an athletic trainer down here at Deer Park?
I was actually not. The last time I was in Deer Park was like sixth grade. So,
all right. So, tell us then, what is your experience there as an athletic trainer?
Actually, I have not done the athletic training program. I am a football player, so we go year round at the high school, and even during the off season, the people that are actually in the athletic training program, I've seen what they do, and I am interested in it after my senior year. I do that in the off season, so I haven't really done it yet, but I think what they do is pretty cool.
All right, so you're just in the sports medicine course. Have you done sports medicine 1 and 2?
Yes.
So is that a requirement to get into 3? Or?
Yes, sir.
All right, very cool. What is probably your biggest takeaway from sports medicine there in Bentonville?
It's a lot of anatomy. Like you have to know pretty much every muscle group to understand the class. And if you don't study, then it's pretty tough.
Yeah, that's athletic training is a lot of anatomy. So I probably need to study my anatomy a little bit more. But that's what I love about teaching this class is I kind of always get a refresher on what's going on. So whenever I teach the kids, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that. So all right. So did you say you have plans to be an athletic trainer, or maybe, you know, in college?
I'm still not sure yet of what I want to do. I was thinking either athletic training or physical therapy, but I'm still not 100% sure yet.
Very cool. Well, there is definitely a big difference between athletic training and physical therapy. So I would recommend you spend a little bit of time in the physical therapy clinic and see if that's what you want to do, because obviously you have a little bit of experience with athletic training. So
yeah.
All right, very cool. We're going to go ahead and move on unless you have anything else. Anybody have any questions for Chase? Karen, you got any more comments?
Do you miss Deer Park?
I do. I really do. It's hard to explain. I like it a lot better down there, though. It's not as cold in the winter.
Oh, I know.
What's it like right there, right now?
Right now, it's about, in the mornings, it's about 34, and the high is like 58.
Nice.
So, awesome. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think today our low is 60, and our high was like 79 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I missed this.
See, but you guys actually have like trees that the leaves change colors up there. Arkansas is really pretty.
We don't have trees.
Oh, yeah.
We have pollution.
A lot of hills.
All right, so any more last-minute reminiscing with some good old Texas people before we move to the next?
We don't have a Buc-ee's up here. So
yeah.
There's no beaver nuggets or anything up here, so it's pretty bad.
All right, well, maybe you can get your...
It's like a food. It's a candy. Well, kind of. I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's like a big, like, cereal. You know the Pop cereals? Oh, I'm still on here. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. Oh, I got a question for you. You had plenty of barbecue down here in Texas, I'm sure. What do you think? How does it compare there in Arkansas?
Oh, that's a sensitive topic. I don't know.
Okay. All right. We can leave it at that then.
A whole hog is probably the best.
A whole hog?
Whole hog is good. Would you guys stop talking? I'm trying to talk over here.
All right.
But yeah. I don't know. I miss it down there, though. It's a lot better down there.
All right. Well, if you ever make it back down this way, you'll definitely have to come
visit.
Visit.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So thank you, Chase. And we'll see who's next. Who are we talking with now? All right. Is this
My name is Brianna Farnsworth, and I'm a junior here at BHS.
Hi, Brianna.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So, Brianna, you are a junior, and you're in the Sports Medicine 3 class. What is your experience as an athletic trainer?
Well, I actually think it's really awesome because last year I would help out with football at first, and then Jeff had moved me over to our south building because we have two buildings, and that's where I learned how to do a bunch of different things with the basketball girls and volleyball girls and like just taping ankles and things like that.
Did you say that was 1 year as an athletic trainer or?
Yeah, this year I just got really busy with like I work now and school, and so I'm still in Ms. Mathis's classes, but right now I'm just like I had a lot of experience last year with it too.
Okay. What about your plans? Do you have plans? She said most of the kids in Sports Medicine 3 are really interested in the medical field. Is that your plan or intention in any way?
Yes. I want to be a nurse practitioner.
Ah, very good. Very good. And do you have a specific area like neonatal or emergency room or anything like that you plan to work with?
I don't know. Like, I really like working with kids, so I'm not sure.
Maybe a pediatric nurse?
Yeah.
That's good. We always need good pediatric nurses. But usually they're the ones that give the kids the shots at the doctor's office. And so a lot of times, you know, like my 2-year-old is going to figure out, I don't like that lady. So you got to figure out how to be really sweet the other time. So, all right. So what is your favorite project that you've done in sports medicine, 1, 2, or 3 so far?
Well, I definitely enjoyed the Rice Krispie Treat Feet that we did. And it was kind of just like, I don't know, brought up right on the spot. We were just talking about a project to come up with to really help, like, learn how to learn the different ligaments and bones in the feet. And it was just really cool because you really have to know where they are because Ms. Mathis had us mark it, like, with little flags, like what each ligament and each bone in the foot was.
All right, so did you use fruit roll-ups or Laffy Taffy, or what is your ligaments?
Well, each group used different things. Our group used the Twizzlers, like the cherry Twizzlers, mm-hmm. the pull and peel for ligaments. And then for feet, we use the, like the bones, we use the Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah. I have some of the pictures she emailed me. And actually, the Rice Krispies feet is the reason that I began the conversation with Ms. Mathis there, because she thinks she tweeted out to y'all to make sure you bring your supplies. I said,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Rice Krispies feet.
And did you get to eat it afterwards?
Well, we had that option, but they're kind of not as good afterwards when everyone's been handling them.
Oh. Yeah, that would be kind of gross. Everybody's been
touching it. But it was also really handy because Miss Mathis had a little, like, a foot model that we could look at to try and make them really close to what a real foot looks like. So that was fun.
Chase said that it was his idea for the Rice Krispie Treats feet.
Yeah, he thinks it's his idea. I think a couple people have a call on that.
All right. Yeah, I think that's something that we're going to try and do with our kids this year. So do you have any tips for...
Cool.
I think that the older group is probably going to try and do it. I don't know if we'll do it in here. Maybe we will. Maybe right before spring break or something. Do you got any tips for them?
I think the fruit roll-ups, was that it? Yeah, I think those were one of the best ligaments. I liked our idea with the Twizzlers, but they didn't stick as well. So, and then we also had a group that used Laffy Taffy, and it stretched all right. You just gotta kind of handle it a lot to get it ready.
So you gotta kind of warm it up. Some.
Also, the fruit roll-ups did a good job of like looking like ligaments, so it was cool. Definitely bring like extra to snack on because.
You're going to get hungry.
I'm not sure if all of them can hear me there, but hey, guys, thanks. It was really cool to talk to y'all. Miss Mathis is a sports medicine 3 class. Thanks a bunch. And then,
Thank you.
All right, so if you're listening live, we are transitioning from Miss Mathis' class to my sports medicine class. So I'm going to go ahead and do the introduction that we didn't do at the beginning. All right. Of course, like I said earlier, I'm your host. You guys already know that, Jeremy Jackson. But sitting right next to me is...
Claudia.
Karen.
Leslie.
Lorena. Suzette.
Priscilla.
And then we got Crystal is working with the computer, and I think we're having problems with one of the webcams. Daisy's taking pictures, and Monica is on Twitter. So if there's grammatical errors or something like that, it's Monica's fault. Monica is running Twitter. But if they're all good, then it's Monica's fault too. So if Twitter is excellent... It's all Monica. If it's bad, it's all Monica. All right, and then I think I said Karen's doing the today's meet and the... Are you looking at today's meet?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so she's looking at today's meet, and are you looking at the social stream too? No, just the today's meet? Okay, so she's doing there, and I have the social stream up here, but I don't think anybody's really been commenting on there because you have to be logged in to do it. Just my beautiful bride. So real quick, Sarah, Jonah, hey, I'm sure you're listening on at home, so I love you, baby. All right. From there. So it's been pretty cool. You guys like that so far?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So maybe we'll try the Rice Krispies feet thing. You really have to know the anatomy well. We have to really get it, and
I'm
then
hungry.
We can give it a shot. But it'd be a good way to learn, right? All right. So next week we won't have a podcast because we have the McDonald's Invitational, which is a giant basketball tournament that raises a lot of money for the grants and things that Pasadena ISD Education Foundation, and through them I probably had $10,000 to $20,000 worth of equipment donated to me to use in the classroom to enrich the lives of these kids. And so the McDonald's Invitational will start next Thursday. We have testing on Wednesday, and so we won't be able to do one next week, and then the week after that it is the Thanksgiving break. So obviously, unless you guys want to come up over Thanksgiving break?
No.
Wednesday, 10:15?
No, I'm staying
here. All right, so I think we just voted. We're coming up Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, to do a special podcast. Right?
No.
All right, so real quick, last night I worked a basketball game, so I got done about 8:30, and then with daylight savings times, it's pretty dark at 8:30, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm riding my bike, and I have a flashing light on the front. I have like 10 flashing red lights on the back. And a dude still almost hit me. I'm like, dude, I'm wearing a bright yellow shirt. You guys see my shirt, right?
Yeah.
It's like a construction worker's shirt, but a little bit like jacked up past that. I mean, it's I'm not playing around. I got lots of stuff so you can see me, and the dude still almost hit me. Like, he just almost T-boned me. And I'm like, dude, what the heck? I'm right here. And so last night when I got home, I looked on Amazon. I think I'm going to buy some of those lights. I think they're called night eyes. They fit inside the spokes. And so when I'm riding, you'll be able to see like a red or a green light in my wheel. So if I ride real fast, it'd be like a continuous circle, like a hula hoop or something inside my wheel. So that'd be pretty sweet. So I'm pretty excited about those. We ordered them last night so I can... hey, I got a wife and two kids I got to protect, so can't be getting run over by people not paying attention. So, I'm wearing my helmet. I got my lights on.
And they still don't see you.
I know. So I got to do something different. So I got to put on some more lights or something.
Put Christmas lights all over your bike.
See, I would, but you have to have a battery or something for it.
Carry a battery.
Carry a generator.
All right, I'll tell you what. Once you get it all hooked up and set up for me, then I'll put it on my bike. All right, Leslie?
All right.
Fantastic. Good. All right, so Leslie came up with the topic that we're going to talk about real quick. This is kind of something that my wife and I have started. In November, we're going to, at night, we say something we're thankful for that day. That way it's not some deep philosophical, oh, I'm thankful for everything that I've ever had in my life. It's just, hey, today I woke up and I actually had breakfast. I'm thankful. Today I woke up and had a good hair day. Today I woke up and my dog wasn't licking me in the face. All right, so... We'll start with Monica. Are you ready, Monica? Something you are thankful for today, yesterday, something like that. Just could be simple, could be deep. All right, we're gonna give it a shot with Monica.
I'm thankful for my mom because she's been there for a long time. Well, yeah, but yeah, she's like my best friend. She's been there since.
Since you were born?
Yeah. But she's been there like when other people weren't there, because she tells me, she's like, I want to be your best friend, not just your mom. And we have that good connection. And like, I even know some of my friends that are jealous of my connection with mom because she's funny, but I don't think so.
All right, Priscilla?
I'm thankful for having my family because they support me a lot, even though it's bad or good.
All right. So again, it doesn't have to, it can be something, like I said, simple, like my dog didn't lick me in the face, or I had two Pop-Tarts instead of one this morning. Or it can be thankful for your family. So just, Susie? Oh,
I'm thankful for waking up this morning.
All right, how's your knee feeling?
Better.
All right, so this is a benchmark year. We have two student trainers with dislocated kneecap. Suzette did hers while trick-or-treating. She was chasing kids and trying to steal their candy.
No, I wasn't. I was chasing Crystal.
So, anyways, we had two student trainers with dislocated kneecaps. So, that's pretty cool. We get to hopefully work with them through the process of rehab, and they're going to learn probably more by doing their rehab than the students normally would by just watching somebody do rehab. So, you'll learn what an athlete feels like when we're telling them do these exercises, stretch, ice, all this stuff, if they do it. Because, just like teachers are notoriously bad students, athletic trainers are normally bad practicers of their own preaching. Is that right? Sure. Good enough. So they typically, like, I don't ever stretch before I play. I don't ever stretch after I play. I don't usually ice if I'm kind of injured. And, you know, I don't necessarily eat all that healthy. Maybe you'll learn and you won't follow my example. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Lore.
I am thankful for having 30 extra minutes of sleep this morning.
Why is that? Why'd you have extra minutes of sleep?
Because my alarm didn't go off.
Did you make it to school on time?
Yes, I made it on time.
Jonah is in the middle of, I don't know, transitioning schedules or something. And so he's been waking up once or twice each night, and he'll come in, you know, so he can open up his door, and he comes in our room, opens our door, and he'll like crawl up in bed with us. So we have to get up and walk him back into his room. And so then he's a little, you know, fussy. Because he's in the middle of the night, he's still half asleep. So this last week or so, there's been no extra 30 minutes of sleep. It's like last night, we went to bed about 11, and he came in, I don't know, I think sometime around 1:20 or something, and then took him back, and then he came in again at 5:15. No, it was like 4:45, and I was going to get up at like 5:15 so I could ride my bike in this morning, but I didn't ride my bike because I was like, I cannot make it there with like 4 hours of sleep, so... I slept an extra 30 minutes, but it was because I lost an extra hour in the night. So I understand. I am a little bit envious of your extra 30 minutes. So, all right, Leslie.
I'm thankful for having food.
For having food?
Yeah.
I just remember you got to be up close to the mic.
I don't know. It sounds...
All right, Karen.
Well, I'm just thankful I woke up this morning.
Yeah, there you go. Thankful you woke up this morning. Claudia?
I am thankful that I managed to understand my Algebra 2 test and managed to get all my homework in.
I like that one. Daisy?
I'm thankful for my little brother getting better. Because he was sick. Yeah, he had to go to the hospital, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, good. He's home?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. And Crystal. Crystal is the one you haven't been able to see the last couple episodes because she is behind the computer making the rest of us look good. And she has wonderfully soft hair.
I am thankful I got here early today.
All right, so Crystal,
do you usually get here early?
So like I said, it doesn't have to be something monumental, like life-changing, but the small things are very important.
Like those 30 minutes.
Like I said, I had a glass of chocolate milk instead of regular milk. Actually, this morning for breakfast, I had my wife made some peanut butter granola.
Aww.
And I ate it as cereal, so it was like peanut butter granola, and then I put the like mini chocolate chips in there.
Oh my gosh.
So that was my, I had granola, peanut butter, chocolate chips, and milk. That was my cereal for my breakfast this morning. It was good. And my little Jonah Bear liked to eat it too. So he had some with me at 5:45 this morning. Yes, that was fun. All right, so we can see Miss Mathis is still prepping her class. She's still got the Skype call live. I'm not sure if they're listening in at all. But the group that's going to be coming, looks like she's getting ready. The group that's going to be speaking out is sports medicine either one or two kids. So they haven't had as much experience, but we're still going to talk to them some and hopefully hear mostly from Ms. Mathis about some of the cool stuff that they're doing and the way that they run their program.
Okay, so I have a room full of sports medicine one kids now. So this is their first intro. This is the first semester in any kind of sports medicine class whatsoever. And I have a handful of them out here with me right now that are going to talk, and then I'll check and see if there's anybody out. They're kind of bashful. It's like they're nervous. Well, except for a few of you. Okay. So, which one would like to go first? Nichelle, because she's not bashful. Okay.
All right, so who are we talking with?
My name is Nichelle.
Nichelle or Michelle?
Nichelle, like Nancy, Nancy.
Gotcha. All right, so Nancy, welcome. Are you a freshman?
No.
If you're a first?
No, my name's Nichelle.
Okay.
All right, Nichelle. I was saying it's in like Nancy,
yeah.
Like. Okay.
I got you. We're good. It's just
gotcha.
You know.
Okay, good.
It happens. All right, okay. So not Nancy, but Nichelle. Are you a freshman since you are a first year sports medicine student or what?
Actually, I'm a senior.
A senior. All right. So.
Yeah.
What made you decide to take Sports Medicine 1?
Well, it was one of the classes I needed to take to be a completer at our high school. And so I decided to take it, but I'm interested in the medical field, so.
You said to be a completer?
Completer, yeah. We have a thing where when you graduate, if you've taken a certain amount of the classes for the SLC or whatever you're in, then you graduate as a completer and you get a cord for it.
I gotcha. So I think here we have something like a recommended, like is it you take a certain number of credits, or is that like if you have to a certain number of like classes that you have to check off?
It's certain types of classes. Like we have scrubs, and so then that's like medical stuff. So they have medical classes that you take to be considered a completer. You just have to take all of them before you graduate.
Wow, sounds like y'all have quite a few medical oriented courses because we're talking with.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have a lot.
Yeah, we were talking with somebody earlier. They were taking medical terminology and all that stuff.
We have, like, 4,500 students in our class.
Whoa.
And so, 3,500.
At the school or
in your
class?
Not the class, like, itself.
Okay.
I was like,
4,500.
So, all right, so you plan to do what after high school?
I'm going to college at UCA. I want to be an ultrasound technician and then progress to becoming a radiologist after that.
So radiologist, ultrasound technician, radiologist. Very cool. UCA would be University of Central Arkansas, I guess?
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. All right, so what's the favorite thing you've done so far in sports medicine?
Yeah, the only thing we do in here is do notes, and I'm just kidding. Kidding. Well, I mean, we take notes and we take tests and we make we've done three projects, and I kind of enjoyed the training room where we made our own training room, except when I had to make it because it malfunctioned on me. But that was probably one of the funner things we did.
I'd explain that to me.
Yeah.
Did y'all like create one in a shoebox or something?
In a way, yeah. We had to put the different areas in the training room, and then like we had a budget. Like we all had our own budget, but we didn't have the same one. Like the one we had, my group had, we only had like a $5,000-something budget, and we had 1,000 athletes. Like whereas other people had like maybe like a $50,000 budget with like how many? With like 2,000 athletes, so it was just kind of more of a strategy thinking project because it wasn't easy to get everything you need in your budget, and you couldn't be like under it more than like $10. We couldn't be under it by $10 or over it by $10, or we get points. Or we couldn't be over it at all. We got like our points taken off. So.
That's very interesting. Have y'all done any sort of projects where you like take inventory of the training room and you see what kind of supplies are in there? Or have y'all done Mm-mm. anything like that?
No, we haven't done that yet. Nah.
That's something that we did last year. Is we had each of the teams doing an inventory of the training room, and then they had to come up with the prices and the I gave them, all right, this is our budget, and so what kind of supplies are we going to order? And so it's kind of like what you're talking about there is they get to see all the supplies in the training room and how much it cost and why it's not a good idea just to waste tape and all this other stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean. But, like, what we would do is, I guess we could do something similar, but it was a little bit easier. That's really, like, it's more of a drafting, because we were given the budget, and she told us what we needed to have, and then we got what we needed, and if we had any extra money, then we could buy other things, like, what you wanted to have. Gotcha. But we had to have, like, an ice maker, and it was just equipment stuff is really all it was.
Sounds good. I think sounds like a pretty good learning experience.
It's a stressful learning experience, but
All right, so
it wasn't bad.
So, Nichelle, are you all CPR certified as sports medicine 1 or 2 students?
That's in sports medicine 2.
That's in sports medicine 2. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. So then I would assume all the sports medicine 3 students are?
Yes.
As far as you know, huh? Since you're not there yet.
As far as I know. I won't be there. I mean...
Okay. Well, do you have any questions for Nichelle?
Nope.
Whose name is not Nancy? All right. So, Nichelle, thanks for joining us. You got somebody else sitting there next to you?
Yes, I do.
And are they willing
Thank
to talk?
You. Okay. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
Okay. My name is Melanie. I'm a junior in Sports Medicine 1.
All right, Melanie, junior Sports Medicine 1. Athletic training experience at all?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Mm-mm.
All right, so what made you want to take sports medicine then?
I've been wanting to be a physical therapist since I was in, like, sixth grade. It's just always interests me, and my cousin is in a lot of sports in her school, and she had a problem with her spine. She had to go into physical therapy, and some of the stories that she told and how her physical therapist helped her grow and advance, it really just connected with me, and I knew that that's really what I wanted to do.
All right, so you don't have any personal experience with physical therapy except for your cousin having a really, really
mm-hmm.
good experience.
That's right.
Okay. Have you spent any time in a physical therapy clinic yourself, like just seeing what they do, visiting, saying, hi, I'm so-and-so, I'm interested in this?
I haven't at all, but I really want to. I've been trying to find some around my area, but I haven't really found any yet that I can really connect with. So
that's a really good idea, and that way you can kind of see for yourself what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely what you learn there in sports medicine will help you. And from what I understand, you'll have an excellent teaching program that will prepare you for college. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Do you have plans for college? Or you been looking into places?
I want to go to Henderson. It's down in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. They have a really good medical program that I'm excited to go to.
All right. Do you plan on doing the doctorate of physical therapy or the master's of physical therapy?
Yeah. Doctrine.
Doctrine, yeah.
Doctrine. And then my senior year of high school, though, I'm going to take night classes at Blue Cliff College and get a massage therapy degree. And so while I'm in college, I'll be able to have a job, hopefully, with my massage therapy.
That's a good plan. Sounds like you got a pretty good plan laid out, and you're not just like, let me see what happens.
So, yeah. My parents helped me a lot.
You can make a pretty good living doing the massage therapy and pay your way through college instead of ending up with student loans. So.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Sounds good. Yeah. Do you have any plans to jump into athletic training or get any experience in the athletic training room?
Not yet. I haven't really, but one of my dreams is to open my own clinic because I think that'd be really cool. I want to call it Mel Mobility.
All right, well, you can't give away your secret name. I mean, this is being broadcast live to a total of 5 viewers right now. So, no, there's 8. There's 8. Pardon me.
Oh, that's
so, hey,
the most.
I mean, that's just all those people just heard your name. So nobody's gonna somebody's take it. All right. So, in your sports medicine 1 class, what's the favorite thing you've done so far?
I thoroughly enjoyed. We got to create just recently a program, not a program, but like our own. What would we be? A training conditioning thing, and my group got core. And so we had to figure out 5 upper body exercises that would work the core and then 5 lower body exercises that would work the core. And it was really interesting because in my group we had a guy who was in football and then a girl who was in basketball. And then I'm on my school's color guard. And so being able to interpret all 3 sports core exercises into our conditioning was really interesting and it was fun to do.
What was your favorite exercise to strengthen your core?
I really just enjoy crunches, but I also like doing planks. And we had this exercise where we did planks, and then you had to lift your leg up and then put it out into a V and then lift it back up again and then put it down. Then you had to do that on both sides.
All right.
It's hard.
Explain that one more
fun.
Time. You said you're in a plank, you lift your leg out to a V?
Okay, so you're in a plank, and then you'd lift your leg up, and then you'd move it out and set it down to a V, and then you'd hold it, and then you'd move it back up, and then set it back down to your original plank position, and then you do the same on the other leg.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So it's like you lift your leg up backwards to the side, down, back up. Okay, I gotcha.
Yep, that's it.
Very interesting. I'm sure that takes quite a bit of core stability, and then maybe in a minute we'll get you to demonstrate it in the hallway so everybody can see. All right. All right, so any last thoughts? Anybody got questions?
Well, okay, so is this a class for you?
Yeah, right now we have Sports Medicine 1, and our program is the 3rd year that we've had Sports Medicine, well, 4th year, but the 1st year we didn't have any real student. We didn't have any students in here. And so this is the 3rd year that we've had Sports Medicine 1, and when I was teaching biology, I was trying to do a podcast thing where I wanted to just kind of show what we were doing in class, but then I went and listened to some and saw some people talk about it and things like that, and so then we developed it into a talk show type thing. And so we've talked to a lot of different people within the medical community about sports medicine things, and so that these kids that are kind of like you that are interested in sports medicine or maybe a medical-related field can meet professionals and... they're not necessarily interested in athletic training. I think half of them are in our training program and half of them are not really interested. They just want to take the course. And so that's kind of my best way to bring in guest speakers and to present them with real life opportunities. So,
yeah, that's really cool. I think it's a really neat idea.
So in what, 6, 7, 8 years, whenever you're, out there on your own physical therapy, you can, mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm still here and you can look us up and you can say, hey, I talked to you 8 years ago. Now I'm running my own show.
I will definitely keep that in mind.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks a bunch.
No problem. We're going to hand you to someone else, okay?
Sounds good. Who we got here?
My name is Austin.
All right, Austin. Tell us your deal. Are you freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, what?
I'm a junior in Sports Med 1. Tried to get into it last year, but it was overcrowded, so I had to wait 1 year.
All right, so then what are your plans with sports medicine?
Well, basically, I'm planning, like, after high school, I'm planning to go to pre-med and go to med school. And what really got my interest in sports medicine and everything is I have a friend of mine who, first his freshman year, he tore his ACL. And then the next year, like this year, he tore his tibia and his leg. And it piqued my interest, and I started looking at all of the things with it. And it just became something I wanted to become more involved in.
Very cool. So real quick, I don't know if you're on Twitter. There's a site, it's Injury Picks. If you look at that, it shows a lot of cool injuries. And so if it's something you're interested in, if you're not grossed out by that stuff, but you said you're planning on going to medical school, so hopefully not.
Yeah. And that would be a good choice if I was grossed out by that stuff.
Yeah. No, not at all. So you could check them out, and it kind of gets you to see some of the injuries and stuff that people do. But other than that, what is your favorite thing you've done so far in sports medicine?
Well, the last person you talked to, Melanie, I was in her group during when she was talking about the core stretching. But what I really liked doing was when we did the training room project, and we built our own training room and everything. And it was fun because the group I had, we had fun with it, and we worked hard with everything, and it was very enjoyable.
All right, so can you do the planks with the V?
I know. Like, whenever she first did that with our group, I just kind of stepped out the way and decided not to be a part of that one.
All right, so we're going to be looking for a YouTube video demonstration with Austin demonstrating and Melanie narrating. And so you can go ahead and send that to us, and then we'll put it on our YouTube channel and all that stuff. So, sound good? But I give you about 2 weeks to get that done.
I'm going to do that.
All right, so it should be pretty easy to produce and all that stuff. So, all right, so what kind of medicine do you want to do?
Well, I have questions. Well, I'm planning on becoming an orthopedic surgeon and starting my own practice.
Right, very good. Orthopedic surgeon. Do you have a preference? I guess you'll see all that when you get to medical school, but some of them are like sports medicine doctors, or they prefer to do hip replacements or something like that. Anything particularly interest you right now?
Right now, I really don't have many specifics within it, but I'm planning on staying near sports for the majority of the rest of my life, so, I mean, the sports medical field would be good.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So we have anybody else there ready to talk, or is it Ms. Mathis next?
All right. Ms. Mathis will talk to you.
All right, Austin. Thanks for joining us.
So you got a wide variety of kiddos there.
Yep.
Have some that are really serious and some that are, they just do it because they like it. It's fun, which is fine. And it's good exposure. My threes tend to be really serious, and most of them are going to go into medicine of some sort. My ones, this is their first introduction to sports medicine, and they're just kind of flying by the seat of the pants for some of them. But they're doing great. I've got to say, this year has been the first year that I've had as many kids as I've had, and they've actually done really, really well. I mean, as big as the classes are, because there are 30 kids in just about all of the classes, they've really done well, probably better than some of my other years. So kind of excited about it. It's a growing program for us. I think this is our third year with it, or our fourth year with it this year. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Wait, this is your fourth year with the sports medicine program?
I think this is our fourth year, yes. Because I wrote it, let me think. 09, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, because I wrote the program in 09. And then, yeah, this would be the start of our fourth year with it.
All right.
So I have my second year of sports med 3 kids.
So then maybe we'll talk about it later. What can I do? I have 10 kids in here. Last year I had 8. So I'm growing, but I didn't go from, this is our third. So how am I going to go in my fourth year to 160 kids? What am I going to have to do?
Well, it didn't happen overnight, for starters. Our first year, I think I taught 3 classes,
and they might have had 30 kids in each one, but we have a huge high school. We're one of the largest ones in Arkansas, so that's part of it. It was a new class. The one thing that we have a problem with here is finding enough electives for everyone, and, you know, as soon as sports medicine opened up, it was one of those, oh, I got to take, you know, it was just a fun class. Everybody wanted it in, and then they got in it and realized, holy crap, she's serious. Yeah, I'm kind of serious. It is a tough class, but we try to have a pretty good time in it. The Sports Med 1 class is really basic, and if you remember, if you ever studied Arnheim Principles of Athletic Training, you know, those first, say, six chapters or so, you do the business admin and legal and ethical, you know, concepts, and we do nutrition, and we'll do conditioning and training, and we'll do an environmental chapter and a taping and bandaging chapter, and that's about Sports Med 1. So it's very basic, because I want to get kids in this program who are serious to go on to 2 and 3, because ideally I want to feed them into our sports medicine programs at the university levels. We have 5 universities that are accredited in the state of Arkansas, and I find that because Arkansas had no programs in their schools at all, most of the kids that took the spots in Arkansas universities were from out of state because they had the experience. So this was a way to give those kids in Arkansas a chance to have some experience. So that's kind of where the concept for this program came, was to give our kids a leg up, because there was nothing like it. In doing this, as we started to kind of pull the classes together, I started to work with the head athletic. We actually got a new head athletic trainer a couple of years ago who was really interested in working with kids, and we've been working together to start feeding him kids that are interested not only in the academic but also want to get hands-on experience so that they can build hours. I know a lot of the universities require observation hours, so it gives them a chance to build those observation hours before they get to college. So it's been a process, but it's really, I mean, it's blown up fast. This is the first year I've been full-time sports medicine, and I actually have an extra class on the load. I normally teach 5, and this year I teach 6.
All right, so are you in the athletic training room at all? Or are you just sports medicine
teacher? I'm not. I'm a sports medicine teacher right now. The way this started, I taught at Jinx, Oklahoma as a Spanish teacher, and I was an assistant athletic trainer there. So I would go to school and open the training room at 7. I'd start class at 8. I'd get out of class at 1, and then I'd be in the training room till 10 or 11. That's insane. So I finished a master's program in counseling, and I had a baby, and my husband went to Iraq, and all of a sudden I got this job offer all in about a 6-month time period. So this job offer was here in Bentonville, Arkansas, and it was just to teach. And I hate to say that, just to teach, but it was $20,000 to come and just teach. So I thought, oh, well, that's what I'm going to do. Poor guy. And, you know, my husband was in Iraq at the time, and so I had to talk to him and find out, you know, how he felt about that. And of course, for that much money, sure, I think we're good. So we went ahead and made the move while he was gone, and I missed it so much that I had to find a way to stay in athletic training. You know, I offered my services, you know, if you ever need any help, let me know. I'd be happy to, you know, if something comes up, let me sit and help you with a tournament, just whatever. Well, I figured out that they didn't have a program, and I went and talked to the athletic trainer here at the time, and he said he wanted one but didn't have time to put it together. Well, that was like giving me the go button, so I wrote a curriculum. And a couple of years later, you know, I got involved with AATA, our state organization, and got involved with them and kind of got the ball rolling. And now the state uses it's a career and technical education program at the state level. And so we have, I think, coming up this next year, 5 schools that will adopt this program. But originally, it was my way to stay in it. And it's gotten so big that now I really need an assistant for next year to be able to hold all of those classes. Honestly, I would love to get back in the field. Would absolutely love it. But life being what it is and kind of that gets in the way, my husband's back in Afghanistan, and we're going to have a baby in March. So it's not really in the cards for us right now. But, you know, maybe eventually that's something that we can do. So that's how we got the program started.
So you have 1 at home and 1 on the way?
I do. He's 7. And so it was kind of a surprise. It was a good surprise, but it was one that we didn't exactly plan for, but, you know, hey, whatever. So, you know, we're hoping he'll be back in June or July, but the baby's due in March. So, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. Congratulations. And
Thank you.
All right. So after school, you're just like a normal teacher. So you go home?
I am. I get to school at 6:45, 7 o'clock in the morning, and I leave school to pick up the little one at 2:30. And
sadly, right now I'm in bed by 7 or 7:30 because I'm exhausted. But, you know, it right now it works. You know, when Jason comes home, that's something that I would like to look at. And because this program has grown, and what I really want to see is that practical hands-on portion. We've got 12 kids now. I would really like to see that grow. And honestly, they need another set of hands to make that happen. So, you know, I project in the future, I would really like to look at an opportunity to become a supervisory position. Maybe I'm teaching part-time and supervising in the field part-time, which would just be amazing. That would be the topping to the cake as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, that it's one of those deals that you just kind of have to wait and see what happens. And right now we have 3 full-time athletic trainers, myself and 2 others. And with a school this big, I think we have 1,800 athletes. 2 is not enough. It's just that's an insane number of kids for 2 people to cover. So, you know, we're just kind of biding our time and waiting for an opportunity. And you just never know what the future holds. So we try to keep our minds open and our dreams moving forward. That way, maybe in the future, we can come up with that 3rd or 4th position in the, you know, the athletic training room.
Sounds like you got a lot of good stuff going on. But I got to let my kids go now for lunch. And so if y'all will, tell her bye real quick.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Welcome. Bye. It was good to talk to you.
All right. So Miss Mathis's class or anybody else listening live, I am doing a pretty poor job of monitoring the social channels myself since if I do that, then I can't pay attention and answer questions or talk. And so if you're on the social stream, I can see that. I have that up here. If you're on today's meet, I'm probably not going to see it, but I might. So just know that I apologize if your comments don't necessarily get through right now.
I'm not sure. I think it's a mixed bag. Some of them have cell phones and a couple. I know I have 1 manning a computer on Ustream. So
yeah, I can see the Ustream thing. And somebody just asked, do most of my students in my class end up working in sports medicine? Last year I had 8 kids in sports medicine 1 and 4 of them were student trainers. This year I have 10 kids in sports medicine 1 and 5 of them are student trainers. So
okay.
So far it's ended up about half and half.
Oh, yeah, that's good growth, though, for a program. I think that's really good. You know, ours didn't start out for as big as we were. We actually started out pretty small. So, you know, I look for this to grow. And there are going to be kids that love this, and there are going to be kids that just don't, and that's okay. You know, if I can get kids that are juniors or seniors that really enjoy this and they want to get that hands-on experience in their last 2 years of the program, that's great. You know, if we could build a program on the field, you know, that's maybe 30 kids, that would be awesome. Because I can imagine a school this size that would really be helpful. 12 is okay, and it's a good start. I think we had 15 at Jinx. So, you know, I think that's something that I really want to push. The academics are pretty solid, and they're moving, and now I really want to work on that. Because, I mean, I look at this size of school, and I think, gosh, why don't we have more kids involved? So, oh, we crashed.
Yeah, maybe it was just too long. I don't know.
Could be. Were you asking me how much time we have in a minute or like in a classroom?
Yeah, how many seconds are in a minute? That's what I was wondering.
How many seconds? Let me think. Actually, we have these kids for, oh gosh, it's 1 hour and 15, it's 90 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes it feels like an eternity, I'm sure. So, but yeah, it's a long period, which really lends itself to a lab because you can really get quite a bit done. That's nice.
Okay. So we'll just kind of keep going for a few more minutes, and then maybe since we didn't even really get to the student section, the students are going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. Maybe we can do that a little bit later.
Yeah. That'd be fine.
The kids are pretty much a spokesperson for your class anyways, talking about your Rice Krispies feeds, your design a training room, or some of the different stuff. The curriculum stuff that you have that you kind of designed and created and have been working with, how have you been keeping track of that? Do you have that on a website? Do you have that just on your...
Well, the curriculum is located on the Career and Technical Education Department's website. It's under Sports Medicine. I think it's called Foundations of Sports Medicine. But I also have copies of those frameworks. I can send those to you through the email if you want them. I've got all 3 classes on the computer. Right now I'm actually working on an end-of-course exam for the state, which is killing me. Not going to lie. It's killing me.
Nope. It dropped her again.
I think we're struggling.
Yeah. That's right. We can go ahead and end it here.
Okay. Awesome.
So,
well, I think it went well.
Yes, it was a lot of fun, and I'll get with you, and we'll schedule something second semester, and that way maybe my kids can do most of the talk, or my kids can do some of the talking, and you can do the rest.
Absolutely, so. That'd be great. We'll have our kids come up with some questions for them, and see what we could do. It'd be kind of neat if we could come up with a co-project of some sort. So we'll have to do some brainstorming on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least we know we can communicate now through Skype and
awesome.
All this other stuff. And so,
sure. Sounds good.
And then
well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Before we hang up, I would like to tell your husband thank you for serving and protecting our nation.
Oh, thank you very much. I'll pass that on for sure.
All right. Well, very cool, Ms. Mathis. It is definitely a pleasure, and I look forward to hearing and seeing more of your work in the future.
Well, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm going to continue streaming live just until I finish the closing out, because we always have to close out each of the podcasts. If you want to contact us, our website is www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic-training. You can watch live almost every Wednesday on ustream.tv and then join in the conversation. You can follow us on Twitter, PHS Sports Med, Google Plus at PHS Athletic Training, Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training. If you want to happen to phone call in, it's 713-740-0310. So for all the people that were on today's meet and Ustream Social, thank you. I know this is Bob IRL, and then Ms. Mathis, whoever she had working on the computer. I know that we had a Deer Park native, Chase, and then there was, I can't even remember all the names of the kids that we talked with today, but it sounds like Ms. Mathis is doing an excellent job there, and we look forward to talking to her again. So for Jeremy, all of my sports medicine, of course, Ms. Mathis, all of her sports medicine kids, that's a wrap.